Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City, Jack Trice Stadium in Ames, Paul Brown Stadium in Cincinnati, Bryant Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa, just to name a few. All these places carry the name of someone significant in their team's history, someone who left a lasting impact, and someone who left their program in better shape than when they arrived. I'm John Mowinkle, and on this week's Football Friday Night feature, we'll learn about legendary head coach Ernest Dave Meinert and Meinert Field in Norwalk, the man whose name will be known through the generations as someone who put Norwalk football on the map. For this feature, I caught up with current head coach Paul Patterson and Dave's grandson, Thomas Meinert, now a realtor still living in the Des Moines area, two of the guys that know Dave's story the best. Dave Meinert was the head football coach in Norwalk from 1966 to 1994 and amassed 173 wins, 9 conference titles, and a district title in that time span. While Norwalk football started in the 1930s, a tragic accident caused the program to be suspended. The program resumed in 1960, and Thomas says that Dave quite literally paved the way for what would be a successful program under his leadership.
He had a player, I think it was like right around 71, 72, that ended up getting hurt because of the poor conditions and the quality of the practice fields. And he really, really wanted new practice fields to get built. He also farmed part-time on the side south of Norwalk, and he happened to own a bulldozer, and for free, the only thing that the school paid for was the gas, he brought the bulldozer out and made practice fields himself.
Coach Patterson says Dave even got the help from a professional football team in building the field through an old-time program of the late 60s.
Green Bay Packers came and put the lights up on the stadium. You know, long ago, whenever, and I can't remember what year that was, 1969 or 1968, something like that, they used to do the barnstorming tour where they'd go around, play basketball and do different things in the off season, and the Packers came and helped put the lights up on the field.
Patterson says the fact that Meinert was so successful and at Norwalk for an extended period of time is the root of Meinert's legacy.
He was a biology teacher, and that legacy, you know, for being here for 29 years and you know, making the playoffs and having some really great teams, is what basically put him in a position to have the field named after him. For me, the one thing that's probably the most important is longevity, and I think that's something that's lost nowadays in high school sports. You know, you think about all the turnover and where people are changing from this school to that school. Dave was here for 29 years, and I think that's significant, you know, as far as what we've got going on now. And there's a few coaches that you can look through and see that they've been in one spot for a significant number of years, but it doesn't happen very often. And I think when it does happen, I think that's one of the things that people need to think that deserves a little bit more credit.
Thomas says that Dave's success at Norwalk was unheard of at the time, taking a cellar-dwelling program to prominence.
When he came into Norwalk, the program wasn't in the best shape, and he did a lot of things to not only build the program up, but kind of build up the community around it too. I don't know how many of the stories you heard, but when he took over, the field wasn't quite the field that he built it into. It was over by the what is now Oviedo Elementary. He ended up being a big influence of getting it moved closer to the high school. They didn't even have a track around it. When he first came here too, and he was also the head track coach too, and that was really important to him as well, because he thought successful track program, a lot of kids did multiple sports back then, successful track program would also be a successful football program as well.
Meinert's success at what was a smaller school at the time gained the attention of larger programs in the state, but Thomas says Dave was proud of what he had built at Norwalk and wanted to see it through to the end.
He had a few opportunities to do different stuff along the way, but he kind of fell in love with the community, a lot of people have, and just decided to stick it out and kind of coach the rest of his career there.
One of the defining moments of Meinert's time at Norwalk was fairly early on in his tenure. Thomas says a big turning point of the program was Meinert's aggressive scheduling and proving his teams can hang with the best.
This would have been one of the first few years he was coaching here, because it was before they were actually playing on what is now the old field. It was when they were playing at Oviatt. My grandpa always wanted to play in non-district or non-conference, whatever it was called at that time. He wanted to play the best team that he could schedule. And at that time, he had finally got an agreement for Pella to come. And the athletic director at that time had basically said, you can do whatever you want, but I don't advise against this. Like, I think it's going to be tough on our team to have such a good team come in and play us. And Norwalk ended up winning. And on top of that, I think what made Baker, they actually apparently had some pretty snide remarks about the condition of our field at that time, too. But my grandpa was very proud of scheduling a tougher team, beating them, and at that point in time, the athletic director told them basically you could schedule whoever you want.
The wins, losses, and accolades all speak for themselves, of course, but there are some traits of Dave's that really stood out as a coach. Thomas says that started with the culture he created in turning the program around.
If there was something that he wasn't satisfied with the way it was getting done, a lot of times he just ended up doing it himself. I mean, he was kind of the quintessential be the change you want to see in the world type of thing.
Coach Patterson says Meinert's full and unwavering dedication to the program set him apart.
Dave's standard, you know, basically was number one, do everything that you can to help the program. You know, him and Libby, his wife, they washed jerseys and even the kids, you know, all of his kids helped with laundry and building the field, you know, literally building the field with his bulldozer. And, you know, when he did track, you know, we had the old cinder track. And so he had to chalk everything and he had to line the fields. And anything you can to dive in and help your program, I think, is a great standard to try and live up to.
When it came time for Dave to retire after the 1994 season, the school and community wasted no time in honoring his legacy. In 1995, Norwalk's football field was officially named Meinert Field. Thomas was too young to remember the moment at the time, but he says based on stories he's heard that it was a special moment for the Meinert family.
I've seen lots of pictures. We had the whole family out. He still did a lot of volunteer stuff otherwise back then, but he was still kind of ready to be done coaching at that time. But it was a big moment for sure. I knew he still really liked the idea of being involved in Norwalk, and I think getting that field named after him was a really big accomplishment for him too. It meant a lot to his family too. I mean, obviously from my dad's perspective, he's talked to me about it a lot. I mean, he grew up seeing my grandpa put a lot of time and effort into the program, and to see him basically get rewarded right away for all that work a lot of my family was very happy to see that.
And when the time came to open up a new stadium, there was no question that the name would carry over.
Meinert Field was originally named with our old field, which is the East-West Field, which is where our new competition center is going. And then when we built the new stadium in 2011, it just transferred over and it's still called Meinert Field.
Patterson says that even after Meinert's retirement, he remained a prominent figure in the Norwalk football program all the way through his final days.
When I first started here, met Dave, and then, you know, talked to him whenever I could. You know, he had a heart attack, went and visited him at his house, and had a great relationship with him. He was, as I told you, you know, off the air, he was so kind to me, and still a part of our program. He'd come back and speak to our kids, and still very active with us up until we lost him in 2013.
Thomas says he envisions Dave would be proud of the progress the Norwalk community has made in the 8 years since his passing, especially knowing that everything today is in good hands.
I can tell you one thing, he would be really happy to see a coaching program that the football team currently has set up, another coach that has been here for a very long time at this point in time. He would be proud to see that another person that has fallen in love with Norwalk just like he has. He retired in 93-94. He had seen kind of the writing on the wall of how big Norwalk was eventually going to be, so I'm sure he would be really excited to see. I mean, the athletic facility isn't just the condition of the school that we have in Norwalk now, too.
Coach Patterson says that Meinert's legacy is certainly a tough one to follow, but he strives to maintain the high standards of the legend who came before him.
Probably the most interesting thing, and I pointed this out to parents in our parent meeting, is you know, when you look at the history of Norwalk football from 1960 on, two of us have had over 50 years of coaching. You know, from Dade's 29 to mine now going into my 22nd year, you know, we're over 50 years of that existence. And I think that's fairly remarkable. And I don't know how many other places there are that you know, a guy who was here and obviously a legend around town is replaced by two other guys, and then the third guy comes in, and then he's got a long-standing tenure. So I think it's remarkable that two guys have had over 50 years of head coaching experience in one spot, and I'm excited to be a part of that history, and I am excited to be somebody that is trying to live up to what Dave set as a standard here at Norwalk for football.
Ernest Dave Meinert, the name that will be known throughout the generations in Norwalk as a founding father of the modern football program and the namesake of Norwalk's football field. For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Night, I'm John Mowinkle.